Hello and welcome to this budget review on from the healthcare point of view. I think the biggest talking point of this budget would be healthcare and not anything else. Unlike what used to happen as surpluses and deficits and defense and other subjects, this budget, I think, is totally focused on one big change in the society, and that is a step towards universal health scheme. So before we get into that, let me introduce you to Dr. Jagdish Hiramath, who is a practicing surgeon and an ICU specialist working out of Bangalore, and has had a long career in medicine and surgery. To start with, Dr. Hiramath, I would like to know, how do you rate the budget overall, not just the healthcare part, in a scale of 10, 10 being the highest?
I would rate it somewhere around 8 out of 10. Best budgets I have come across in my life, where I was able to understand what budget is and what is happening as policy. After I started understanding that, this is one of the best budget I have come across.
Okay. So coming to then the specific subject that we intend to handle in this particular episode is, how do you see the budget in terms of healthcare? Where will you put it in a scale of 5 being the highest?
For the intent and for the way it has been presented, I would give 5 out of 5. Let me see the year pass through, because we always have this budget estimate and revised estimate, all those things happening. So probably by mid-year, we'll be able to be quite sure where the health policy is going. And then we can certainly say where we will place it, whether it is 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 5. We can. But I certainly feel it will be more than 3 out of 5 by the end of half a year. Okay.
So if we try to understand what is so specifically good about this budget from the healthcare point of view that makes it a 5 out of 5 from the intent perspective, what is that thing that makes it so attractive, so I should say impressive?
Like I have been now discussing in my previous talks also, there was never an intent to deliver good health care to Indian citizens. Budget used to allocate some funds, and it was almost like, okay, we need to do it. There was no set goal and a way to go ahead and achieve that goal was not at all expressed by any budget till now. We have a budget now which is stating, not exactly in these terms, but the intent is very clear. They want to provide a universal health coverage, which is the most important thing for any country. When we talk of health coverage, if a country is able to provide health care to its citizens, whether rich or poor, it doesn't matter. You don't worry about it. I will take care of your health care. That is the best thing that's possible. So we are going towards it. That's the reason why I'm saying it should get a 5 out of 5 for the intent.
Okay. So I can fully understand and appreciate that the intent has been very well articulated in the budget. And now, but whatever has been articulated, what are the prime points that you would like to highlight, that these are the 5 things or 7 things that have been articulated and that actually are going to be done by the country and the government for the people of India? What are those 5 things or 7 things that you would pick up?
Okay. First of all, I would like to clarify a few things which are going around. There is some confusion. People telling that it's a rehashed version of Prime Minister Swasth Bima Yojana and Swasth Suraksha Yojana, all these things. Let me go to the evolution, how this NHBS came. The first thing that happened was Prime Minister Swasth Bima Yojana, which was held by the Ministry of Labour. It was not by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Now that got taken over by this one.
You are referring to the RSBY project.
Yes.
That is Rashtriya Swasthya Bima Yojana.
Yes, then it got taken over and it became Prime Minister Swasthya Suraksha Yojana. And then in the last year budget, let me make it very clear. In the budget of 2017-18, National Health Protection Scheme was announced. It is not announced this year. It was announced in 2017-18. But the clause was that a family gets only 30,000 rupees per year. And it was supposed to be for very poor class, and only a sum of about 2,000 crores was given for it. Now, in the current National Health Protection Scheme, it's a huge scheme. The sheer size is mind-boggling. 50 crore people covered. 10 crore families, 50 crore people covered. The estimated cost of the premium is supposed to be around 1,10,000 crores, out of which 70 crores is supposed to come from the government of India and 40 crores is supposed to come from the states, respective states, depending on the population size and hilly areas, hilly states get little more. No, the divisions I'm yet to see. But on a whole, what I've understood is 70,000 crores comes from government of India, 40,000 crores come from states, and this is going into a premium for an insurance company. Here again, you can see the mind of Modi working. He has ensured that it goes, the reinsurance premiums again are going into a national health insurer. So it stays with the country. Even the reinsurance premiums, which usually used to go abroad, even that is staying with the country. So it is a well thought out plan. Even though for people outside commenting lot of things, this is a well thought out plan. The first outlay of 2,000 crores has already been given. So government has made it very clear. By the end of year, we will be paying 70,000 crores premium. 40,000 crores must come from the states. I don't see a problem with the premium payment issue at all. I see here the problem of implementation and how they are going to implement. This is what is going to be keenly watched. I hope they draw some lessons from Aarogyashri, Yashaswini and Chief Minister Health Schemes of Tamil Nadu, which are run fairly successfully, but the coverage is not so high. 5 lakhs is not the coverage. The coverage there is 1,20,000 is the maximum they are giving. The coverage of 5 lakhs is fantastic. It's the best which the country can do to a common man. And 50,000 crores out of 130 crore population almost means 40% of the country is covered. So I feel 2020, if this government comes back, we can expect total universal health coverage. And I'm so happy. I'm not going to see patients who come and say, I don't have money, so let me choose not being treated over getting treated. I see a lot of these patients, they say, I don't have the money, doctor, so let me go back home. So I will not be seeing those patients. So I'm very happy on that part.
Okay. So I fully realize the glee that you must be feeling, because only about a month back we were talking about the burden on the pocket of the poor and how it is a matter of choice to live or die, and this is a very very positive step towards ensuring at least curative health, if not preventive health.
Let me interrupt you there. Bharat Ayushman Yojana has got a superior preventive content than all the programs planned till date in healthcare.
Okay.
1.5 lakh centers are being opened in the rural and urban poor areas, where the primary healthcare and preventive healthcare is envisaged. What I am trying to tell you is, you have to understand this. A patient once, this is especially in relation to NCDs, that is non-communicable diseases. Let me take the example of diabetes. Diabetes diagnosed early, suppose the patient gets diagnosed at 40 years of age, he is poor, he is not taking his medicines, the chances of him developing complications in a matter of 7 years to 10 years is very high. It's phenomenal. You know, untreated diabetes going into complications, heart attacks, strokes, various other diseases, is renal failures, that very, very common. Now you take the same patient, you have this through this Bharat Ayushman Yojana developed centers, you have diagnosed him, you are giving him drugs free of cost. Now what have you done? You have stopped the person from going into complications. A diabetic will be diabetic, but is fairly controlled. Now he doesn't, a good diabetic who is controlled does not go for cardiac problems, does not go for neuro problems, and he is monitored, right? So even if he is going into problems, he is immediately referred to a secondary or tertiary center and he is taken care of. Now this is fantastic, because most of the disease burden which we see in the tertiary care centers are because they are not managed in the primary care first place.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
you prevent complications from occurring. So the disease burden in the tertiary hospital comes down. So this is a fantastic thing. The person is going to be economically active because he doesn't develop complication. A diabetic doesn't become a cardiac patient. A diabetic doesn't become a kidney failure patient. So he is going to be economically active. He is going to be productive. He adds to the GDP. And there are a lot of studies today which quantify the GDP addition at around 6% if NCDs alone are managed properly. So okay, I see this benefit. See, whatever people may say, 1,10,000 crores gone in this, I feel it will come back in a huge form of dividend as addition to our GDP.
Absolutely.
The third point I wanted to say, the drugs are given free of cost. We already know from our national statistics data, 70% of the patients are unable to afford medicines. Their inability to afford medicines is one of the prime cause for complications. And because they are forced to buy medicines at higher cost, they end up having higher debt and all these problems, financial crisis problems. Now, drugs are being provided free of cost by the government. So I don't, the most difficult part has been taken away by the government. Government is saying, okay, I'm here, I will take care of that. You go, you earn your livelihood. This is the best thing that can happen to a common man in India.
Great. So as a medical professional, what are the challenges that you see in implementing, one, the insurance part, and two, the preventive and the primary health care part? What are the challenges that you see?
See, this 1.5 lakh primary centers which have been thought of in Bharat Ayushman scheme is not going to be easy. We do not have, ASHA workers cannot go beyond a point. We do not have enough number of doctors to man the show if government is not going to pay them adequately. If payments are given in the, as per market rates, government will be able to run it. You know, maybe probably even 10% or 15% lesser than market rates also, government will be able to run it. But government has to make a sincere attempt to take the doctors along, because it is most of these centers, doctors are not just doctors, they also manage those centers. They become managers of those places. So doctors need to be trained to some extent and asked to be manage and run the centers. So you straight away have, if you have 2 doctors per center, 3 lakh doctors are required straight away, which is a big number, which is going to be a problem. Sisters, again, paramedical staff, other than nurses. So it's going to be a huge task. So the expenditure on the National Health Mission, I think they might be putting this under National Health Mission. I'm not sure. I still need to go through the real thing because I have not got much data. I feel all these centers will be put under National Health Mission. So under National Health Mission, already the mission is overburdened. I hope some thought process has gone into it to make it work nicely. I need to wait and watch what happens. I'm happy even if they achieve 40 to 50% success, even if they're able to bring about 60,000, 70,000 centers, I'll be very happy with the progress in 1 year. I mean to say in this 1 year, if they're able to do it. This is the old concept of the British concept of PHCs must go. You know, India is not an underpopulated country. We are thickly populated. So we should learn to adapt to the space constraints. We should not say PHC should be 1 acre. See, that's what happens, right? You have huge spaces and you have one small building in the center. Those concepts must go. We should go to the people.
Yeah.
That is the reason why this 1.5 lakh centers has come. I have a feeling that most of them will be run in rented places. I hope it happens very fast.
Okay, so I mean, if we go a little deeper into that number of 1.5 lakh centers, a requirement of 3 lakh doctors, the support staff for the medical practitioners, the tools and equipments to run those centers. I mean, it's a huge task. There's no doubt about it. Now, there have been separately some allocations for medical colleges and other things. So, do you think that there's been a balanced approach? On the one hand, the task of building up 1.5 lakh centers, and on the other hand, the task of getting so many people trained and ready and running to accept this challenge at these centers. Do you think a balance is there in the budget?
Yeah, the idea of starting so many medical colleges is really good. And I expect probably in the next 3 to 4 years, the doctor population ratio to be around 1:500. So once that is reached, I feel their government will have enough. No, the supply demand is matched. Even now, I don't see much problem in supply demand because we Indian doctors have a tendency to work long hours. So it should be able to be matched easily. But with incoming numbers, the stress on the present working lot will be much lesser. It should be good. That's what I feel. And district-wise medical colleges is one of the best thing that has happened in India. I don't know how they are going to plan it. Probably
what I could understand is that they are planning to have one medical college on three Lok Sabha constituencies.
Yeah, so three Lok Sabha constituencies, correct.
So that in an urban area it may be a slightly lesser number, but the total number of hospitals that they are going to come out is district hospitals or things like that is about 600, 650, so which is the number of districts that we have almost. So in remote areas there may be it may be a little leaner, but I think overall, I mean, that is one thing which makes me very happy, is that healthcare has now got the right kind of attention that it needed. Once that attention comes, then the necessary path to success can be always found out. But until that intent that is not there, I don't think we can actually achieve anything substantial. Now, coming to the other aspect of it, where do you see the points of failure in this projection? I'm not talking of challenges, I'm talking to points of failure. Because, see, I'll tell you what my concerns are. There's a fantastic scheme saying that 10 crore families and about 50 crore people. Now, I feel that, and today there has been a clarification that there will be no cap on family number of family members that has come today. So, now that makes it even a bigger number perhaps, because five member family is more an urban phenomenon than a pan-India phenomenon, right? And even in urban phenomenon, it has certain communities or people who prefer to be a nuclear family rather than those where those people who intend to have a larger family. Now, family is not itself defined in the Indian context. The last definition of family that I ever came across was by was about 20, 25, 30 years back, where it was said that all those people who eat out of a single kitchen are a family.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now, that is the last known definition of family that I have heard of. I do not know how they are going to define family in this current scenario. The fact that it is a 5 lakh per family, now the need will make people to become elastic in definition of family. So wherever the 5 lakh gets completed, there is one person in the family going out and trying to get, you know, selected as a new family. Now, that kind of things will happen. It has happened in many developmental projects that I have seen in my life, especially in IRDP, Integrated Rural Development Program, which happened between in the 80s during Mrs. Gandhi's rule. That 20-point economic program was largely implemented through the IRDP. And in that, this family thing happened. And there was a lot of goof-up on subsidies, and ultimately, one of the best designed programs for poverty eradication failed to deliver because of this. So that is one area where I am definitely concerned. But separately, I think what they have done about tuberculosis is a fantastic step. Yeah. I think something that should have been done long, long back. How do you see this in a short-term and in a long-term scenario? What are the benefits that we take away in short term from this budget?
In the next 3 to 6 months, I see most of the states contributing their portion of the premiums and going ahead with this National Health Protection Scheme. Probably they will be having a list of hospitals where the patients can go and get themselves treated, and the hospitals will be reimbursed. I think that's how I expect it to be opened out, panned out. Now, like you said, I see failure here in the form of touts who take unnecessary who take people and get unnecessary procedures done. I have seen this when Yashaswini was launched in Karnataka, when Aarogyashri was launched in Andhra Pradesh, when Chief Minister's scheme, Kalainar Kapithittu scheme, was launched in Tamil Nadu. These were the three main schemes. Yashaswini was the first one, which was closely followed by Kalainar Kapithittu scheme. We found unnecessary, hysterectomies performed, even on girls as young as 23, 24 years.
My God.
Hysterectomies were performed. In one particular case, the girl was not even married. Hysterectomy was performed on her. This is a case from Andhra Pradesh. So, such things can happen. This was a collusion, There was a collusion of the local doctors with the touts. The patients were promised a portion of the money through the scheme. The doctor used to give the tout some money, say 4,000. The tout used to go and give 2,000, bring the patient, get a hysterectomy done, and in the end charge 15,000 to the government. So, I am scared of such things. I don't know how regulation is going to be enforced. This is one thing I'm more concerned about. And the other issue which I'll be concerned about is, what about the type of hospitals which will be coming in? I just hope that the hospitals will have a set pattern, and there is a standardization which has been put in position, so that there is standardization available across India. So these are the issues which I am concerned about. But this scheme will get through once the states start contributing to their portion of the premiums. I think Government of India is very sincere. they'll be going ahead and starting the scheme very fast.
Wonderful. So, Doctor, we will be stopping here today, but I think this will be a center of attention for quite some time to come, and we would be periodically revisiting this particular subject and seeing where we are vis-a-vis the intent that has been shown today. And thank you for joining us after a very long day on the operating theater. I really thank you for having joined us.